turns out stomach and bone have a thing that when you burn the hummus on Erev Pesach, just throw any meat or raw that you have, write down on paper, throw it into the paper.
Oh, yeah. Very nice. Not arguing that. I say he runs it after Sefer Chametz, where it says, "Rabbi Shem Shibim Mavarim my Yetzer from my heart." It's been, I think, from the Chidah. It's in my Haggadah. You know, I have a minute to do my Haggadah. I look at my Haggadah, whatever it says I do. I'm Chashu Shom Mat. Again, the main thing a person has to think is doing that. I'm doing Ratzon Hashem. You can't forget that and get carried away with other Kavanas. Kach Tzivori Habayrei. No, I'm not being Mechalish. Right. I'm not rewriting the Torah. I'm just telling you simple, plain lines.
I'll say exactly.
About, you know, you feel better about yourself when you think big kavanas. But you're missing the, you have to think of the main point. I'm doing Ratzon Hashem. That's what I'm here to do in this world. I'm not Hashem Shalom Rebark, so you do it, the person should do it. My problem is it's such a big paper, but I have to throw it into the fire. Yep. And anyway, I mean, it'd be bigger than my chametz.
I was going to say, we should go green and then.
Okay, we are up to the Hein Omrim Hitziyu. It's two dots on Daf Chav Amud Beis, and it's right across from Taisus Loi, half a line down, two dots. The Hein Omrim Hitziyu, and he said, "Get her out of the Azara." As she started convulsing would be the word. As she started acting as the water is beginning to do its thing. They said, get her out of here, because they don't want her to die over there. Frank the Gemara in my time. Look the Gemara in my time. Dilma Mesa, because perhaps she will die. Interesting Lashon HaGemara, just pointing it out. Dilma Mesa. I think at this point she is going to die. So I don't know what the Dilma, unless it means maybe she'll die here. Get her out before she dies here. But it's not Dilma Mesa. I mean, this woman is... Her eyes are bulging, her giddin are being full, the water has begun to act. I think you can pretty be confident that she's dying. I don't know what the Lashon Duma makes, unless it means she'll die quickly, yes?
Well, we saw it earlier for someone who has she starts to look sick and she has the appearance.
But not this fast. No, it's misnavna v'haylach. It's a long process. It can take a year. You take 2 years.
Right, exactly.
But this is going on right this second. This is moving very quickly. That's why I don't think the Dilma makes... Again, I think it just means she might die quickly. Get her out of here before she dies. Remember the Meis Aser B'Machnas Leviya? Is a Meis Aser B'Machnas Leviya? What time do we learn? Tamei Meis Mutter B'Machnas Leviya. Let's call this B'Machnas Leviya. A Tamei Meis is allowed to go into B'Machnas Leviya. V'loi Tamei Meis V'Vahad Amru. Not only can a Tamei Meis go into B'Machnas Leviya, Tamei Meis means somebody that's Tamei from touching a Meis. And Afila Meis Atzmai, one can bring a deceased body into the Mount of Leviya. Shenema Vayikach Meis Atzmai Yosef Imai Imai B'mchitzasai. He took it along to where he lived, and Moshe lived in B'machnas Leviya, which in the time of the Midbar was surrounding the Chatzar of the Mishkan. On the outside of the Chatzar is where the Leviyim camped. Somebody should mute themselves, please. And Moshe took his Ma'atmas Yosef with him. So we see that Ma'atmas is Mutter. So what's the rush to get her out? That's the Gemara's kasha. Amar Abaya, Shemetim Fresnita. What we're afraid is, during the process of her dying, she might become a Nida. And a Nida is not allowed to be a Ma'atmas Leviya. Rashi, Zogt Rashi. The Machnas Leviya, Bahar Habayis. Now, in the Beis Hamikdash, Machnas Leviya was the Har Habayis, the Temple Mount.
But the Tumah of the Beis is not as.
Correct, because in, now, it depends on what area. Yeah. But in this fact, Anida is called the Tumah HaYaitse Migufay. It's an internal Tumah that came out of the woman. Sava. These are called Tumah HaYaitse Migufay, whereas a Tamei Meis is an external Tumah, like touching a Sheret, like touching an Avela. More severe than that, because it's a seven-day Tumah, and the person that touches a Tamei Meis is an Ava Tumah, as opposed to the person that touches a Sheret is a Rishula Tumah. but it's in a certain way a lesser tumah because it's not yaitza migufay, not coming out of the person's self. It's not an internal tumah; it's an external tumah.
And the whatever is involved, that causes jesus, right?
I'm not sure what you meant by that.
What I'm saying is because any lady get her out because of the...
Yeah, this will cause me, that's right, correct. We didn't get that far yet, Rashi, but yes. That's what the Gemara ends up saying, that this process might cause her to become a nida out of her time. Meaning a woman always becomes a nida at a certain point in the month. This woman might become a nida now based on the fact that she's going through this episode. I think we should let Rashi talk before we explain the Gemara. So, Rashi, the Maksa Levia, Baharabayas, the Ezra Snashim, and Rashi explains, when we talk about Machni's Shechina, that starts from the Azara. Inside Shar Niknar, Shar Niknar is not Kaddish B'Kdushas Azara. We mentioned that, I think, already before, that since Mitzrayim had to stand there, the Bedavka didn't make it Kaddish B'Kdushas Azara. So under the gate, you were not in the Azara. In the gate, as soon as you walked past the gate, you walked into the Azara. That's Machni Shechina. A Tamei Meis is not allowed in Machni Shechina. He's Chayef Karas if he goes into Machni Shechina. Shar Niknar, where this Saita was standing, is not Machni Shechina. It's Machni Levia, because it's part of the Harabayas, which is considered Machni Levia. That includes the Esrus Nashim. That includes many sections of the Harabayas, which was Machni Levia. And therefore, a Tamei Meis is allowed there. Let's read Rashi. The Ezra's Nasha Begam Shar Niknar, Loiniskacha Begdusha Sazara, Varehen Kishar Harabayas, they're like the rest of the Harabayas. Imoy Bemchdasai, Bemidbar Nami Hoyogimo Machnas. So Rashi now explains that during the time of the Midbar, they also were separated into three camps. Menachloim, from inside the curtains of the Achaitz Chatzar, Machnishchina. Valviim, Yachnu Soviv Lemishkon Eidos. They were around that chutzer, Zam Machna Levia. That Golem, Gimel Parsos, and the Golem spread over. There were three parses away. One parse away. I don't know why it says Gimel Parsos. L'chayre, they were 2,000 amas away from the Machna Levia.
That's the mill, so the entire Machna Levia.
Was Yud Beis Mill by Yud Beis Mill, Gimel Parsos, right. The whole Machna was Gimel Parsos, then Machna Yisrael. When Moshe Yehoshua Levi, the Kamer Imai, he had Jesus' body with him. The answer is, Shema Tifres Nida, Agav Bi Yisusa, the Mayim Hamarim, the fear of this bitter water, Vanida Vazav Vazav Bakari, Asurim B'machne Levi, because Yavina B'psachim B'perek Yehoshua Dvarim. Taisus has a kasha, because it says elsewhere, that you cannot bring a mace into Machna Levia. Taisus has a kasha l'chayre, you can't bring a mace into Machna Levia. So Taisus answers, there's two terutzim in the Rishayim, but I only remember one offhand, that's not to bring it in, but you don't have to take it out if the tamei mace happens in Machna Levia. Meaning even though the Rabbanim made an iser, it's a drabbanon of bringing a tamei meis into Machna Levia, a rabbinic iser. But the biblical iser is not there, and therefore only to come in within his usher, I think that's the Reis Teretz, Rabbeinu Tam's Teretz. But to leave is not a chiyav, and that's why the Gemara is saying, what's the rush to get her out? A tamei meis, it doesn't have to be rushed out. That's one Teretz. There's a second Teretz also. Tosis is not here. I don't remember what I saw it in one of the Rishayim. I don't remember what it says.
Moshe took Atmos Yosef, he brought Atmos Yosef in.
Right, with him. Right. In his mechitza.
Right. So.
It made some mace with the Machna Levia.
Right, you're allowed to do that.
Right.
So what was the question then?
Drabbanan answered it.
But
we're talking about Saita after Drabbanan made their takanas. So the question is, yes, Moshe was allowed to bring up Tamei Meis in. But afterwards, they asked it. So maybe that's why we have to get her out. So I think Rabbi Tam answers, the issue is to bring it in. But once it's, if it happens there, there's no rush to take it out again.
My question is, this isn't all any Machna Leviyah?
There's only two Machna Leviyahs. I mean, there's a third one, but Pashtus is only two Machna Leviyahs. How many Machna Leviyahs do you know of?
Well, I mean, we have 42.
That's not Machna Leviyah.
What's that called?
The cities where the Leviyim lived. That was in neither Machna Leviyah nor even the Machna Yisrael. It depends if they were walled cities. If they're not walled cities, they're not Machna Yisrael. All 42 were walled cities? I didn't think they were all walled cities.
So those cities where they're considered Ari Bichlut also...
That's part of the 42.
I know. Right. I know that. But I'm saying... They don't have any... That's not called Machaneh?
No.
Is that called Machaneh?
It's called Machaneh Leviyah. Not called Machaneh Leviyah. Let me explain. In Yerushalayim, there were three Machnas. They were the Azara. From the Azara and in was Machaneh Shechinah. The Harabayas was Machaneh Leviyah. The walled city of Yerushalayim was Machaneh Yisrael. Out of the walled city, there weren't any machna. Meaning, a Mitzayra can't go into any machna. So what's the Mitzayra supposed to do? Live on a cloud? He can't live in a walled city. He can't be in a walled city. He can be in Tel Aviv. No reason for a Mitzayra to be in Tel Aviv. There's no, it's not a walled city. That's why I said Tel Aviv. I was very careful. It was not in a walled city. So therefore... A Mitzayra is not allowed to go into any machna. He can live in Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't say he has to leave Eretz Yisrael. He goes Michutz LaMachna. Where is Michutz LaMachna? Outside of a walled city. He can be in Tel Aviv. He can be in Netanya. These are not walled cities.
Haifa.
I didn't say Haifa. Bedavka. No, Haifa is also Tel Aviv, Jaffa is the Shaila. Okay, I'm not getting about that now. But he can be in not a walled city. So therefore, the 42 cities of Leviyim, if Rabbi Schutz is right, they were all walled, then they were all Machne Yisrael. Every walled city was Machne Yisrael. I don't know if it's right or not. I'm not going to argue with him. He knows a lot more than me. But again, that's not the point here now. But if any city that wasn't walled is not Machne Yisrael either. So Machne Leviyah only was the Harabayis in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. In the time of the Mishkan, there were also three Machnas, where the hidden camp was Machne Yisrael, and the Mitzayra had to leave that out of the Machna, period, out of the clouds. And Machne Leviyah was right around the Mishkan, and Machne Shechinah was in the Chatzar. Now, by Shiloh, Machne Leviyah expanded more. I'm not sure where it was exactly. Machne Yisrael was B'chol Araya. But wherever you could see Shiloh from. But again, that was temporary. It's only when Shiloh was standing.
Harabai started where the Kotel is, right? That's
a big machlokes. I'm not getting involved in that. Harabai started where Harabai started.
Now it's surrounded by the city of Yerushalayim that had a wall around it, too.
Correct.
Would that make the surrounding Yerushalayim...
That was Machne Yisrael.
That was Machne Yisrael.
Because it had a wall around it. Any non-walled area was not Machne Yisrael. Jews lived there, but it didn't have Kedushas Machne Yisrael. A Mitzayra could live there.
So when they talk about anything
that
has to be done,
Yerushalayim
has to be within that wall.
Correct. Yes and no. There are halachas that are effective things where you can see the wall of the city, like reading Megillah. The new city is not a walled city. But since you can see the old city from the new city, they read on Tezvah has nothing to do with this Gemara. Zog to Gemara Vayter. Remember to be Susim Marapia? Are you telling me that fear causes a softening of her system, a loosening of her system, which can cause her to become a Nida early? Zog to Gemara, yes. The Ziv HaTizchalcho HaMalcha Miyayin. It says when she heard that Mordechai was sitting with a sack for Afer, and they told her, And chalcha was a lotion of chalala, which became empty. Melamed, b'yama rav shapir senida. It's a raya that that's what fear does to you. Frek the Gemara, v'anan t'nan, charad the mesalek is damim. There's a Mishnah Masech Tesnida that says that fear removes the dam, that a woman who lives in fear does not have a period. It takes away the period. And here we're saying it causes an early period. And for the Gemara, Pach the Tzomus, b'yisusim arapya. A sudden fear, a shock, can cause her to have a needless right away. I didn't answer. I didn't take shot in Pablo. A sudden shock makes her be a nida. A long-term pachad that's not a sudden shock will take away her damnidus. Rashi. Zank Rashi. Pach de Tzomus. Daigish ain't above pisoim. There is a worry that's not sudden. She's afraid enemies might come. It's a worry about something that might happen. So then, hardens or it congeals the source of her blood, and the dam doesn't operate. Even the time of her monthly period, she won't get a period. That's what the Mishnah Nida is talking about. A woman that's worried. The Tani Hagia Shas Vestival talking about a regular woman that has her monthly time, and she didn't do a Bedika, she assumes she's a Nida, and the Shairak Mismanaiba, the normal comes in the right time. The Meir Aimer might say, but Mechba, she's hiding from a fear because she's afraid something will happen to her. The Hagia Shas Vestival Batka Tahira, and Batkacha came in Matsatahira. She's biting afterwards and finds herself tar. We don't assume that she became an Eda. The fear removes the dam. A shock that comes suddenly. She wasn't trembling till now. She wasn't in fear. Then all of a sudden the body starts reacting. The news of Mordechai came suddenly. It loosens the blood. Opens up the source of the blood.
Not sudden, it actually...
Correct, it works differently, correct. The Gemara is telling you that's the chilek. I'm trying to figure out what's bothering you.
Why don't you just say that? Nothing happens, nothing changes. If it's not sudden, then it's normal. That's not what we're saying.
No, it's not. We're saying, Adarabba, a Geiger can remove her blood. Changes it the other way.
Yeah, I'm saying it's
180. Yeah, 180, exactly. There's a regular woman that's not bedaiga. That woman sees every month. There's a woman bedaiga, she doesn't see. And there's a woman that got petrified immediately. Suddenly, she sees right away. That's what the Gemara is saying. Or is in fear of seeing right away. And the woman that's worried might not be seeing them. That's what it says. Yes, there's a 180 and there's a middle. That's the regular woman who's not bedaiga and is not bezusa. Our Mishnah that talks about a year, two, up to 3 years is not like any of the following Tanoim. Our Mishnah did not have a name. It just said, 1 year, one time, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. There is no name of a Tana that our Mishnah mentions. There's a Brisa that talks about how long a tzchus can be taila, and no one says it lasts that long. So we're trying to figure out who wrote our Mishnah. That's our question. Mani masnis v'yabi yaisi b'chanan v'loi reb lazer ben yitzchak ish kfar darim v'loi reb yishmol. Those are the three tanoim that we have in a brisa that discuss how long a tzchus can be taila, and neither fits our Mishnah. The Tanya. Im Yesplos Chos, Teidel Lashloi Shechadashim. The Tanakhama says, who is Abba Yaisi Ben Chanon, he says that a Chos can help for 3 months, Kedei Hakares Ibor. He says, the Nixa Benizra Zara means the water might not work as long as it takes for us to notice that she became pregnant. It's not that she became pregnant. It's the amount of time when pregnancy becomes visible. Vinixa, and we're dashing now Vinixa to mean that even though she's guilty, it won't work. That's how he's dashing it. How long will that school stop it? Vinizra Zara. Until a woman normally becomes visibly pregnant. That's how he's dashing that pasuk. So the pasuk is revealing to me there can be women that walk away from the water, even though they're guilty, but the Torah says Vinixa. They will be left alone. How long? Vinizra Zara. Abba Yaisi Mechanan says, until a pregnancy becomes visible. Not that they're pregnant. The amount of time that it would be for a pregnancy to become visible. That's how he darshens it.
She is pregnant?
No, that's not the point here now. That's not Nigeia. We're talking about how long can a schuz be Tayla. You want to know what happens to a pregnant woman that drinks Tayla? It has nothing to do with that.
She's not pregnant. Why does she have that?
Schuz is Tayla.
You know, if she has a schuz, then we'll find out if she's pregnant.
No. That's exactly what I'm trying to say now. But if she has a schuss, the water's effect will be delayed. How long? So to Tyra, the amount of time that it takes a pregnancy to be visible. Not because she's pregnant. That's the Tyra way of saying it's a 3 month delay. It's not, the Tyra is not referring to her being pregnant. The Torah wants to say 3 months. It could have just said 3 months. Instead of saying 3 months, it identifies 3 months as a time that a pregnant woman becomes visible.
Why would
I don't know. You'll have to talk to the Rabbi Shalom why he wrote it that way. That's what he wrote. Again, I'm not pleased. Don't do that. This is the Gemara's postulating. Okay, so we have to be very careful by saying that that's not Parshim Shat. We're building our luck on this. That's one shot. Who says that this Tana agrees to that shot? He's darshaning this way. You're assuming that he agrees to that and he makes a second drasha. I don't know why you're assuming that. This is Parshim Shat. Again. No. Again. Why can't this be Parshim Shat? The Nixa, if she has a schos, it'll delay it to Vinizra Zara. Now, I agree, when I read the pasuk, I also didn't read it that way. But I don't know if he's disagreeing or not. I'm not sure. Yes?
I said I wasn't going to talk so much today, but I'm trying.
Worked for 23 minutes, yes.
Yeah, tell me about it. It seems to me very logical that when you're talking about a physical bodily process, you use a physical bodily
mind. Fine, okay.
Fine.
I had no problem. Rabbi Shmuel is all right. Rabbi Lazar ben Yitzchak is quite dar maimer tef chadashim. He says that the delay can be up to 9 months from the same pasuk. Shenamar v'nixa v'nizra zara. She can be innocent, meaning she can be not punished, as long as it takes for a child to be born. Now he's darshing v'nizra zara not till a child becomes visible again. This is not a pregnancy, it's a time. He's darshing v'nizra v'nizra zara as long as it takes for a child to be born. And he brings a pasuk. L'halam u'aymer, zera yavdenu. How does he translate those words?
He who serves him.
Deceive the children who serve him. Yisupar will tell over his nisim, his miracles. So we say, zera haroi l'saper. It has to be a child that's alive that can relate. While they're not alive, they can't say anything. Now, even though they don't talk the moment they're born, but the minute they're born, they're fit to talk, so to speak. They have what it takes to talk. And the pasuk is referring to that as zera. So v'nizra zera means having the child. That's the second opinion. Bishmol Leimer, Shnei Masur Chedesh. The Bishmol says a schus can delay a year. I should take that back. 12 months. 12 months in a year might not be the same, depending on where we are. Rashi. Zok Rashi. Mani masnis in the tani eschus tayr legimushanim. Today I kares a uber. The darish v'niksai de schus. Today he darshens. Maybe you're right. Maybe he's saying it drasha. Today v'nizra zara. Kashir shu uber nikar b'mubareth. It could be that Baruch Marsh is right. That it's an extra drasha. We know that a woman can have a schus tayr law. So we dash the benikta of an izrazara to tell me how long it could be. Haroi l'saper, l'chayos, v'lavoy l'day sibor, to live and to be able to have the ability to talk, shvaka shamakim. Okay. Now Rabbi Shmuel said a year. He did not bring a source, but he brings a hint. And to understand this hint, we have to know thinking suvim. And that is a story with Daniel. Daniel Nebuchadnezzar had a dream that he would turn into an animal. I don't know Navi well enough, but the pisroid of the dream was that Nebuchadnezzar would live like an animal. Mama's like an animal. Turn into a chaya. He was a human animal. He was an animal anyway, but he became an animal more, meaning he stopped living amongst people. He lived in the forest. He became like an animal. And Nebuchadnezzar was very worried. He needed a way out of this dream. So Daniel told him, if you give poor people charity, your punishment will be delayed. So he told him. The reason Daniel said that, he got punished for that, Daniel, because he wasn't supposed to give an etzah to stop the punishment from the Rishoim. But he did it for an ulterior motive. There were a lot of poor Yidden that didn't have parnassah. He figured he'll tell Nebuchadnezzar that. They'll help Nebuchadnezzar not become an animal, but at the same time, the poor Yidden will become half Parnassa. What happened was, Nebuchadnezzar did that. And for a year, he provided Parnassa to all poor Yidden. Every day, he provided them with food. A year later, the story happened. He heard noise outside his palace. He said, "What's going on?" They told him the poor people came for their daily handout. He says, "We don't do handouts anymore." Well, he stopped the handouts and he turned into an animal for 7 years. Oh. 7 years later, he came back, became king again, killed out everybody that had done anything in 7 years that usurped his power, and he became a worse king than he was before. But that's not the point. But this is the story. So we see from that story that the schus lasted 1 year. Now, even though he stopped it after a year, what if he wouldn't have stopped it? But that noise was there every day. And for a year, it didn't bother him. All of a sudden, at the end of the year, he pulled the plug because it only works for a year. So at the end of the year, there was no reason for him to have, he was going to turn into an animal. So he stopped giving the duck. That's the story.
Did I see four people or all the people?
Poor people, I said.
Well, poor. My eyes are giving them.
Not going to say anything about that. Poor people. He fed the poor people. For a year, he supported all the poor people of Klal Yisrael. Now, the Gemara Baba Basra says that Daniel got punished for giving the Eitzah. But he did it because he wanted the Yidden to have Parnassa. That's why he did it. But the flip side was, he's not supposed to give Rishoam an Eitzah. Again, I'm not getting involved in that. That's not our sugya now. But here you see the concept of a punishment being delayed up to a year. Dr. Gemara Babishay Raya Ladover, Zeichel Ladover. There's a hint. Nechzib. Lahein Malka Malki Yishav Ravach. Lahein means therefore.
Nevertheless.
Nevertheless, King, your kingdom can be good for you. The Chatech Betzaka Pright, you can redeem your sin with charity. I don't know how to pronounce the next word. Vavisech. Vavisech. And you're wrongdoing. The Mechan Aniyem, by giving, being kind to the poor. Hein, have a Arkelishavasech. There will be a length to your living in peace, and you won't get punishment. Luchsev, Kula Mata al Nebuchadnezzar Malka. At the end of the day, he got all the punishments. Luchsev, Litzas, Yarkin, Trey, Usser. Happened at the end of the year. Now the Gemara is going to explain later, why isn't it a Zecher? Why is it only a Zecher, not a Raya? But that's a guy. That's by Gaim. You don't know how it affects it. But it's a hint that Chusam can delay a year. That's this raya that Rabbi Shmuel brings. Not a raya, but a hint. Let's do Rashi. Duck Rashi. We have a bishayin raya gabor l'davar. This chus tried the yud beis chaydish. Zeichu l'davar. The kama mefarish. Amaya niraya. The Gemara is going to explain why it's not a proof. Lehem malka malki yishraf ralach. The new Amr Luchanetzuk, Shapasul Echaloim, and he interpreted the dream. Shei Nitra ben Anashim, he'll be chased away from people, be taken out of people, out of society. The Leos and Behem of Bechaya, and he'll live with animals. Lehem Malka, Amna Hamelach, nevertheless, you king, Malka Yishafra Lach. Eitzasi Tita Beinecha, you know my advice, it's good in your, should be good in your eyes. So I made a mistake. Malka Yishafra Lach means my advice should be good for you. Lahaman leitasi, believe my advice. Lachitech betzvaka praich, chatoich adet zvaka p'day. Redeemer to zvaka. Laviyasach b'meichon, v'abenesecha b'chaninas ani, and by being kind to the poor. Hein tahar ga'ar v'lishavasech. V'astahe ayrech l'zman shavasech. There'll be a length to your peace, l'shtoy b'chol. Shleivoyo lecha peranias. V'chein, asin v'chanetzer. Hay mekabidz b'chol yoyim ani yisrael shayvi b'gaylam. Every day he gathered the poor people of the Yidden that he had brought into exile. But Yitzvichim is Aynath, that needed food. Mepharnasam, and he fed them. But Av Daniel, Sheseah Eitzazu, and Daniel, when he gave them this Eitzah, the Kach Nislavin, that was his intention. Sheroah Yisrael Begayt, Lebechazir Nal Pesachim. He saw Yidden never having to go door to door to collect food. V'ktiv Kulam Mata, Ko HaPeraniya Segiyaz of Chanetzer, so we see that the schus happened for 12 months. Now, again, there was a story that ended the year, but the Chazal are convinced, I mean, I'm telling you, that that story happened because the time was up. Because the noise happened all year. But all of a sudden the noise bothered him that day because the time was up. It was time for him to go into an animal. So instead of it happening while he's feeding the poor, the Rabbani Shem had him stop feeding the poor so he could become an animal. Yes?
Yeah, but what happens if a person has a zuchus that's greater than what he did? And that's no right. I mean, you could...
All we're seeing is...
Right, we see here that his zuchus lasts a year.
The zuchus can last up to a year.
There are greater zuchusim.
Again.
I mean, you can't do more than what's here, you mean?
All Rabbi Shmuel is saying, without a source, this is not Rabbi Shmuel's source. He said, "Ava b'shein raya l'davar."
And on the other,
he's telling you, "Zchusim help for a year."
And the other,
does he have a source? No. Does he say it? Yes.
But the other,
does he have a hint? Yes.
But the other flip side is, he is so much of a Russia, even if he did the greatest thing, this is the best he can do.
That's why it's not a proof. Exactly, because he was a guy, and we're talking about Yidden. That's enough.
More than that.
You don't need more than that.
Yeah, no,
No, you don't need more than that. That's a basic difference.
No, but I agree with you, but I'm saying, even if...
You can add it to Gemara and add it in. The Gemara is saying that's enough of a difference. Why do you have to make more than that?
This is the best we can give him, because he was so much for Russia.
Again, the Gemara is saying, this is the best we can give him because he's a guy.
Yeah,
that's what the Gemara is going to say. We didn't get there yet. The Gemara is going to say, that's why it's not a proof, because he's a guy. Guy are treated different than he is. They can have a year. But again, Rabbi Shmuel said, again, let's take what he said. He said a site to get delayed a year. That's all it gets delayed. He didn't have a proof. He didn't have a source. But he said that. So we want to know who's our Mishnah like that says it can go up to 3 years. None of these Tanoim seem to agree that it can go that long. Rav Shmuel didn't base it on a Nebuchadnezzar. He said, "Abishen Raya Ladavar." There is no proof. I'm telling you it's a year. I don't have a proof.
You just can't do more than that.
He's saying that was independently.
There's no proof. More, as far as we can go is 1 year, and you can have all the questions on this as you want. Doesn't matter.
This is not his source. No.
Yes,
let me explain to the class that that's not Shot in the Gemara. That this is not Shot in the Gemara. The Gemara does not mean that. The Gemara is trying to say is Rabbi Shmuel said it without a source. He did not build it on Nebuchadnezzar. It's not where he saw it. It's not where he learned it. He knew very well that Nebuchadnezzar doesn't teach me anything about Yidden. He knew that. He's saying it independently. So I did last year. By the way, we see something similar. Not that that's a source. It's not a source. That's not where I learned it from. I learned it from wherever he learned it. It doesn't say where he learned it. He's not bringing a raya. He's saying this is a zecher. There's a big difference between a raya and a zecher. Let's do Rashi. I did Rashi. Let's do the Gemara. Dr. Gemara Lailam Rabbi Shmuel. Yes.
It seems that there is another significant difference. First of all, I would be very careful about calling Nebuchadnezzar a temple. Much more complicated than that. But that the source of sending the
Again, we'll do the Gemara later. We'll let the Gemara do its talking. All this is coming up. Let's just delay it for where the Gemara gets to it.
Okay. Wait for a year.
Yes.
I make a suggestion. I don't know if I'm right. Zecher was over means that Hashem put in his mind that he would, for 1 year, give, 12 months, give tzedakah.
No, that's not what Zecher was over means.
In other words, even if he were given one more day, it wouldn't have helped.
Correct. That's what the Gemara is saying. Hashem had him stop, so it shouldn't come while he's doing this chos. Because the chos won't work for more than a year. But as the Zechel Ledover is Rabbi Shmuel saw a hint of a year. Not that this is his source. Let's read the Gemara. I think the Gemara will do a better job than me. Yes.
Can I just go back to the Mishnah? When we learned the Mishnah, what did we say was each chos for 1 year, 2 years?
We didn't say which chos.
It didn't say, does it mean levels of chos?
Yeah, it does.
You know, one has like a general admission, one is not.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
Zog the
Gemara. Emphat the Gemara later of Yishmol. The title of the Mishnah is of Yishmol. The Ashkach Kra, the Amar, he found the pasuk that says, V'tani. V'tani means, and how does he translate the word V'tani? And repeats? What? Fine. That says and states again. The Chsib. Kai Amar Hashem, Al Shloisha Pishe Edom. Hashem said, I looked away for three sins of Edom. And therefore we see that Schus is good for a year, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked away three sins. That means he delayed it 1 year for one Schus, one Aveira for one Schus, one Pishe of Edom for a second Schus, and a third one for a third chos, that's where 3 years comes from. We see in the pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doubles it, extends it. That chos that works for a year can go up to three times. We see that by the fact that the Hashem said to the Navi, I'm not punishing Edom for the first three, but on the fourth one, they're going to get it all in the head. That's what it's talking about over there. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Laila Masis Netanis Shoshan Rabbi Shmali. He triples the time. Yes, Rabbi Shmuel says, Schus is silent for a year. But sometimes Hashem triples the time. So Rabbi Shmuel said a year, he meant a schus. But sometimes the schus is so great that we see that the Rabbi Hashem triples it. We see that by Shloisha Pishei Adonai. Zok the Gemara, the Ava Bishmai, Ava Bishain Raya, the Dover. Zechel the Dover. Now the Gemara says differently than I said, and I apologize, I taught this Gemara wrong because we didn't learn it inside. The Gemara is saying the opposite. From the Chanetzi, you see that Hashem gives a guy a year. But a Yid might not get that much because a Yid getting to Elam Haba, a Yid has a future. A guy doesn't. So you pay him here in a year. that the Gemara do b'shayin yad k'chav le mafkadin alayu. So Trashi, le mafkadin alayu. Ema marim and Hashemayim look to have a nice of alayim by lamazet. You don't see that we pay him in this world. There's no rush. I've been showing with marim lufer by lamazet because they have to get to him abba. B'dag de g'nachreyim. So therefore, adarabba, maybe Goyim have a longer time than Yidden, the opposite that I said. I apologize. I taught it wrong. My mistake. Okay, now we're getting to Gemara that everybody's going to have what to say about it. That's for sure. What? Even Dr. Schwab is not talking today. We'll have to talk sooner or later. Yes?
Debbie just said that it was not a riot. I don't think
the
Rebbe said it
would
be longer. He said it was not a
riot
for you.
Right, but I made it. I thought I was saying that Goyim might get less than Yidden, but it's not. It's Goyim get more than Yidden. Okay. Something my right to be yes chus title gimel shanim chus to my. What's the top chus a lady can get? The source of 3 years of our Mishnah is that Rishmol said his chus works for a year, and we have a pasuk that says that Hashem triples things sometimes. So therefore, that source of a year, which Rishmol didn't give us by the way, just said a year. The Chanetza was not a source, but that source for a year can be tripled. So therefore, Rishmol is the time of the Mishnah.
Don't we say the word
Zecher?
Don't we say,
do he has machta? Does Zecher
mean
has machta? I don't know.
Sometimes the Gemara says.
I don't think the Gemara ever said Zecher, so we has. I don't remember such a Gemara. Rabbi Schutz is not here, so I can say what I want now. No, I'm just joking. No, I don't think there's such a Gemara that says Zecher, so we has machta.
Why
should
we be Shema?
For a schus. But the Mishnah, one second. No, but it could be tripled. Schus is silent for a year. Some schusim can triple it. We see that sometimes things are tripled. Well, we have to find the pattern of our Mishnah. And it, we have a posse that says Hashem triples. And he says a year. What? No, it's not proof positive, but it's the one that makes the most sense that it should be. That's what the Gemara always does. So that's forget the pasuk. You know, is not a riot to anything.
No,
the pasuk are shloish pishyadim. Correct. Even though that you can question also, they're not talking about time, talking about amount of averus. We're using it to say Hashem triples time, but we see the concept of Hashem tripling. Don't think about it. Schus demai, yes, schus tayla gimul shanim, schus demai. What schus works for 3 years? What schus can a woman have that will delay 3 years? Now let's listen to what happened. This is a woman that's guilty of being mezanes an aged ish. And we're saying that there's a schus that can go up to 3 years. Can we please know what schus can do this? Yes?
She could be, maybe she's a big fella.
So let's see what the Gemara has to say. So let's try this again. Here's a very good kashas you have, but let me reword the thing. Yes, schus, there is a kind of schus that works for a year. There's a kind of schus that works for 2 years. There's a kind of schus that works for 3 years. We'd like to know what is that schus that works for 3 years. Zakta Gemara, Elaim is schus the Taira. Are you going to say that it's the schus of the Taira, that she learns Taira? That he learns Taira? But how can that be such a big schus? A woman that learns Taira, that's Kabbalah, she can write a sefer. By the way, there are women that did write Svarim on Taira, but that's not the point. She's an Eina Metzubavaisa. And an Eina Metzubavaisa doesn't get that much schar. So it doesn't make sense to the Gemara. The Gemara will change its mind later. But it doesn't make sense to the Gemara that a schus of an Eina Metzuba V'Aisa should be able to earn her 3 years off. Dr. Ashi, schus the Mai Magina Kokach. Schus the Tairish, I said, Sekab is the Taira. Halei Mifkida. The Ksiva Lamatamaisim is Benechem. Malay is Benechem. The Kivin the Eina Metzuba, since she's not commanded, Ein Schar Agad with Metzuba V'Aisa. Which, by the way, that's why you see women love to go to shiurim. They love to learn, because they don't have a yetzer hara against it, because they're not mitzvah v'vayis. That's the truth.
And they never sleep.
Because they're not mature devices, so they can't understand. We would love to learn. Why can't men learn all the time? The answer is we have a Yetzirah not to learn. They don't have that Yetzirah. So therefore, they're not. That's the name of the device. Dr. Gemara Baita. Elus chus the mitzvah. Teret says, she has a chus mitzvah. Whatever the mitzvah is, but she has a chus mitzvah. Maybe, as Baruch Misha said, a lot of mitzvahs. But chus the mitzvah, mi magna kulahai? Is chus of mitzvah so powerful? Tanya zu darish of Menachem Bar Yaisi. This is where Menachem Bar Yaisi darshens. Kiner mitzvah. Mitzvah is a candle. The Tyra are, and Tyra is light. Tala akasim as a mitzvah b'ner, as a Tyra b'ar. The Tyra compares a mitzvah to a ner, and Tyra to fire, to light. Ma mitzvah, ma ner ein magina l'chisha. A ner is limited, it's short term. A mitzvah ein magina l'chisha. A mitzvah is short term, this chos. But a Tyra b'ar, lemme le ma'ar, meyer l'aylam, that's what they changed the Yerusha to. Is always light. Light is not limited. So if you're looking for a mitzvah doesn't have that power. Doesn't delay that long. Mitzvah is very limited. So why, which chus is giving her 3 years? Now there's no Rashi on this.
What happened to two votes?
I didn't understand the question.
By Torah, we said it's the end of the suvos.
By mitzvah, she is mitzvah the
right.
Yeah, but it doesn't get that much char. Mitzvah doesn't earn you that much char. It's an air. It's not an R. Mitzvah is limited. It's a very short-term reprieve. That's what mitzvahs get you. I'm not talking about Eilam Haba now. I'm talking about this world. And Torah gets you long-term reprieve.
Even if it's end of the suvos?
No. We don't know the answer to the question of a woman. For a man who's a mitzvah b'aisa, Torah does more than mitzvah. We don't know anything about a lady yet. That's the kasha of the Gemara. We don't know what's delaying it for 3 years. It's not Torah because she's not mitzvah. And it's not mitzvah because mitzvah's not that powerful.
A woman learning Torah, is that mitzvah rather than Torah?
I don't know what you mean by that.
In other words, well, she does limud Torah.
She's learning Torah.
Is she learning Torah or is she doing a mitzvah?
She's doing the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, ain't a mitzvah of Isa. It's like her woman shaking lulav. It's like a woman blowing, listening to Tkia Shaifer. These are mitzvahs they're not obligated in, and they do them. But they're not mitzvah of Isa.
We had a Gemara once, I don't know when it was. It teaches it's tiflis, right?
We didn't get there yet. That's why we're learning Masechet. You know, this is why we're learning Gemara.
So
we had a Mishnah mention it, but we did not explain it at all. There's going to be a whole amount of Gemara about Tiflis. Or means light.
Natural light.
That's what I think it is. Thank you, Mitch.